the dumpest of earnest, or though him jor war who sleepy or hawk or thing harper. More like that, only he stopped short in looking up, up, up from his tide-shackled wrists, through the ghost of an oceans, the weeds of Pansiful Heathlands, of Joe Peters' gazy totem, as they are telling not, but where and will be, all told, scruting far back into the far gone ahead, to feel out what age in years, tropical, ecclesiastic, civil or sidereal, he might find by the serious point-stand of Charlie's Wain. What between the spheres sledding along the lacteal and the mansions of the blessed turning on old times, as erewhile had he craved of thus, the dream squindle neck lassoed him, his thumbs fell into his fists, and losing the harmonical balance of his ball-bearing extremities, by the holy kettle, like a flask of lightning, over he careened all the sons of the fathers, by the mighty fine weight of his barrel, all that prevented the happering of who, if not the asterisks betwixt themselves, shall ever, and, as the wisest postlude course he could play at, collapsed in ensemble and rolled buoyantly backwards in less than a twinkling by a Rattigan's corner out of father earshot with his highly curious mode of slippershod motion, surefoot, sorefoot, slickfoot, slackfoot, linkman leisurely, lampman loungy, and by Kilester's lapes and falls, with corks, staves, and tree leaves, and more bubbles to his keel row, a fairish and easy way enough, as the town cow cries behind the times, in the direction of McAuliffe's, the Crusad House, opened the door softly, down in the valley, before he was really uprighted, ere in a dip of the downs, oola, he spurlessly disappalled and vanished, like a popo down a papa, from circular circulatio. Ah, mean. Gow, gow, gown. Ta-pa! And the stellars were shinings, and the earth night strewed aromatals. His peabrook crept among the dunkness. A reek was waft on the luft stream. He was ours, all fragrance, and we were his for a lifetime. Oh, dulcet dreamings languidest. Tabaku. It was charming, but charming. And the lamp went out as it couldn't go on burning. Yep, the lamp went out, for it couldn't stay alight. Well, how dire do we the hours when thy like fades. All's dawl and yulow, and it is to bedawn that thou art passing hence. Mine bruder, Abel Shawn, with a twisking of the robe, ere the morning of light calms our hardest throes, beyond cod's cradle and porpoise plain, from carnal relations, unfamiliar faces, to the inns of Tuskland, where the oliphants scrum till the ousts of a miracles, where the told stories grow proudest, more is the pity. But for all your deeds of goodness, you were so woofed, and forever doing mano mano and miria milia, even to muli muli. As our humbler classes, whose virtue is humility, can tell, it is hardly we in the country of the old Sean Moy can part you, for, O Lipo, you were the walking saint, you were too stair, the graced of gods and pitites, and the salus of the wake. Countenance, whose disparition afflictedly Fon Fwynn feels, winner of the gamings, primed at the students, pro-predicted from the story-bouts the choice of ages wise, spokesman of our picturesque silentiousness. Musha be minded of us out there in cockpit, poor 12 o'clock scholars, some time or other, any when you think the time. We shall be coming back to us way home in Biddy House, one way or either, anywhere we miss your smile. Palm wine, breadfruit, sweetmeat, milk soup, sua susupo. However, our people here in Samoanesia will not be after forgetting you, and the elders looking and marking the journeys, chalking up drizzle in, drizzle out on the four bare mats. How you would be thinking in your thoughts how the deepings did it all begin, and how you would be scrimmaging through your scruples to collar a hold of an imperfection being committed. Sireland calls you, Mary Louise sailing moonlike, and slyly Mamornin's lady maid at Gladshouse Lodge. Turn your coat, strong character, and tarry among us down the vale, Uganda, only once more, and may the moss of prosperousness gather you rolling home, May foggy dews be diamondize your hoop rings. May the fire plug of filiality reinsure your bunghole. May the barley wind behind glow luck to your bathershins. 'Tis well we know you were loath to leave us, winding your hobbledy horn, right royal post, but are we sure, pulse of our slumber, dream book page, by the grace of Votre Dame, when the natural morning of your nocturne blank merges into the national morning of golden sunup, and Don Leary gets his own back from old Grog George's quartos, as that good ship the Johnny Joys takes the wind from Waterloo to Erin's King, you will shift across the Moyland Sea, and round up in your own escapology some canonizator's day or other, sack on back, alack. Digging snow, not so? Like the good man you are, with your picture pockets turned knock side out in the rake of the rain for fresh remittances. And from that till this, in any case, Timus Tenant, may the tussocks grow quickly under your tramp thickets, and the daisies trip lightly over your battercops. Jaunty John, as I was shortly before that made aware, next halted to fetch a breath, the first coterminous leg of his night stride being pulled through, and to loosen, let God's sun now be looking down on the poor preambler, both of his bruised brogues that were plainly made a good bit before his hosen were at the weir by Lazar's Walk. For far and wide, as large as he was lively, was he noted for his humane treatment of any kind of abused footgear. A matter of maybe 90 or so barrel hours distance off, as truly he merited to do. He was there, you could planimetrically see, when I took a closer look at him. That was to say, gracious helpings, at this rate of growing our cotted child of yestereve will soon fill space and burst in systems, so speeds the instant. Amply altered for the brighter, though still the graven image of his squarer self as he was used to be, perspiring but happy, notwithstanding his foot was still asleep on him, the way he thought, by the holy Januarius, he had a bullock's hoof in his buskin, with his hallux so splendid, through Ireland untranscended, big-mouthed poster, propped up, restant, against a butter-blonde warden of the peace, one Constabulish Sigurdsson. And where a better than such ex-surface man, to rest from roving the laddie own, he boot-blacked, who, buried upright like the Osbornes, cosy-dozy, had tumbled slumbersomely on sleep at night duty behind the curing station, equilibrated amid the embracings of a monopolized bottle. Now, there were as many as 29 hedge daughters out of Bennett's and Burchard's National Night School, for they seemed to remember how it was still a once-upon-a-four-year, learning their anti-meridian lesson of life under its tree, against its warning, beseated as they were upon the brinkspondy, attracted to the rarest sight of the first human Yellowstone landmark, the bear, the boor, the king of all boors, Sir Humphrey, his knave, we met on the moors, while they paddled away, keeping time magnetically with their 8 and 50 pedalettes, playing Fulu Ful Jouer à la Misto Posto, oh, so jaonically, all barely in their tip-tap teens, describing a charming dactylogram of nocturnes, though repelled by the snores of the log, who looked stuck to the sod as ever and oft, when liquefied, vil, he murmured absurdly in his Dutchener's native, visibly unmoved, over his treasure trove for the crown, daughter dead bedstead mean diggy smuggy flasky. John, after he had in the first place doffed a hat with a reinforced crown and bowed to all the others in that chorus of praise of goodwill girls on their best behavior, who all they were girls all rushing so warmly for the post, as busy as he could be to read his kiss hands, kittering all about, rushing and making a tremendous girl's fuss over him, pell-mell, their jeune premier, and his rosy-posy smile, mussing his frizzy hair and the gollywog curls of him, all but that one, Finfria's fairest, done in love letters like a trayful of cloudberry tartlets, ain't they fine, mighty, mighty fine and honored. And smilingly smelling, pair and pair about, broad by bread and slender to slimmer, the nice perfumios that came convy peeling off him, nice, which was angelic simply, savoring of wild thyme and parsley jumbled with breadcrumbs, oh, nice, and feeling his full fat pouch for him so tactily, and jingling his jelly bags, for, though he looked a young chaplain of 16, they could frole by his manhood that he was just the killingest lady killer all by kindness. Now you, John, asking kindly, "Hello, missus, after there, how are yous at all with those of their dolly bags, and where's Agatha's lamb, and how are Bernadetta's columbillas, and Juliana's tubber bunnies, and Eulalina's togger funnies?" He next went on, fine feeling fit, to drop a few stray remarks anent their personal appearances, and the contrary tastes displayed in their tight kitty casks, and their smart fricky frockies, asking coy one after sly one, had she read Irish legends, and gently reproving one that the ham of her hom could be seen below her hem, and whispering another aside, as lavariant, that the hook of her hom was open a bit at her back, to have a side eye to that hom. And all, of course, just to fill up a form out of pure human kindness and in a sprite of fun. For John, by the way, was by the way of becoming, I think, I hope he was, the most purely human being that ever was called man, loving all up and down the whole creation, from Samson's tyke to Jones's sprat, and from the king of all wrens down to infusories. John, after those few prelims, made out through his aeroscope the apparition of his fond sister Izzy, for he knowed his love by her waves of splabashing, and she showed him proof by her way of blablushing, nor could he forget her so tarnally easy as all that, since he was brother besides her Benedict godfather, and heaven knows he thought the world and his life of her sweetheart could buy. Bravo, poor, good, true John. Sister dearest, John delivered himself with express cordiality, marked by clearance of diction and general delivery, as he began to take leave of his scholastica at once, so as to gain time, with deep affection. We honestly believe you sorely will miss us the moment we exit, yet we feel as a martyr to the discharge of all duty that it is about time, by great Harry, we would shove off to stray on our long last journey and not be the load on ye. This is the gross proceeds of your teachings in which we were raised, you, sis, that used to write to us the exceeding nice letters for presentation, and would be telling us anon, full well do we want to recall to mind, thy old world tales of home spinning and daring do and die obscure and daddy ho. These tales, which reliterately whisked off our hearts, so narrated by thou, desvest to perfection, our pet pupil of the whole arithmetic class, and mainsay of our original house, the time we Junkers twain were fairly tossing ourselves, O Phoebus, O Pollux, in bed, having been laid up with castor's oil on the parish's syrup, the night we will remember, for to share our hard sweet of affections with thee. I rise, O fair assemblage, and comincio. Now then, after this introit of exordium, my galaxy girls, qui pro quo of directions to hen servants, I was asking his advice on the strict TT from Father Mike PP, my orational Dominican and confessor doctor, CCDD. By the birds, he was saying as he yerked me under the ribs, sermon in an off-rand way and confidence between peas like ourselves in so-and-so many nuncupiscent words about how he had been confariating tete-a-tete with two viragos intactas about what an awful life he led, poorish Christ, uttering mass for a couple of geldings, and what a lawful day it was there and then for a consummation with an effusion, and how, by all the many Larry's eight pignatties, how hell in tunnels he'd marry me any old buckling time as flying quick as he'd look at me. And I am giving youth now again in words of style by a way of offertory his and Mike advice, and it placed the person as ere he retook him to his cure. Those verbs he said to me. From above, the most eminent bishop titular of Dublunik to all his party buses in Delabellini. Come all ye dimsel damsels, siddle down and listle all. Follow me close. Keep me in view. Understeady me series. Which is to all practicing mass urses from a preaching freer, and be a gentleman without a duster before a parlour maid without a spitch. Now, During our brief absence from this furtive feictic season, adhere to as many as probable of the Ten Commandments, touching purgations and indulgences, and in the long run they will prove for your better guidance along your path of right of way. Where delicious are we? And what's the first sing to be sung? Is it Rubrix, Mandarimus, Pasqualines, or Verdidads is in it? Or the bruised livid intercourse of extreme violence? And for the lover of lethargy, Bacchant or Byzant, where's the fates to be wished for? Several sin days after Watson time, I'll sack that sick servant the minute I bless him. That's the most I can do for his grapes. Economy of movement, Axwise said. I've a hopesome's choice if I chouse of all the saints in the colander. From the common for Ignatius Purpulume to the proper of Francisco Ultramare, last of scorchers, third of snows, in terror gammons howdy-do's. Here she is, Isabel, that's where's in heaven, virgin white, unde trigesima, vicissi manona. Doremon, the same or similar to be kindly observed within the affianced diocese of Gay O'Toole and Gloamy Gwendulek, Danish spoken, from Manducare Monday up till Farias Siesta in China Dominoes. Words taken in triumph, my sweet assistants, from the sufferant pen of our jocosus Inkerman militant of the reed behind the ear. Never miss your lost somewhere mass for the couple in miles you but rose to bride worship. Never hate mere pork, which is bad for your knife of a good Friday. Never let a hog of the oath trample underfoot your linen of Killiney. Never play ladies' game for the Lord's sake. Never lose your heart away till you win his diamond back. Make a strong point of never kicking up your rumpus over the scroll end of sofas in the Darby Cowl cafeteria by tootling risky apropos songs at commercial travelers' smokers for their Colombian nights' entertainments, the like of White Limbs They Never Stop Teasing, or Minxie Was a Manx Maid When Murray Wore a Man. And, by the bun, is it you goes bisbiting his Esau's and Co's and then throws them bag in the box? Why, the tin's nearly empty. First, thou shalt not sin. Twice, thou shalt not love. Lust, thou shalt not commix idolatry. Hip confiners help compunction. Never park your brief stays in the men's convenience. Never clean your button cups with your dirty pair of sassers. Never ask his first person, where's your quickest cut to our last place? Never let the promising hand use make free of your once made sacred. The soft side of the axe, a coil of cord, a colleen coy, a blush on a bush turned first man's laughter into wailful moither. Oh, foolish couple, ah, dice's error. Never dip in the urn while you've browsers on your suite. Never slip the silver key through your gate of golden age. Collide with man, collude with money. Ere you sail, forget, my prize. Where you trust, be circumspicious, and look before you leak, dear. Never christen medlard apples till a swithin is in sight. Wet your whistle where a weed is, and you'll rue it, despinides. Especially beware, please, of being at a party to any demoralizing home life. That saps a chap. Keep cool faith in the firm, have warm hope in the house, and begin from at home to be chary of charity. Where it is nobler in the main to suffer than the boys and errors of outrageous virtue. Give back those stolen kisses. Restore those all-cotton blooms. Recollect the yellow perils that all too often beset green girls, Rita Rhoda and Daradora, once they get hobby-horsical, playing breeches parts for Bessie Sudlow in flesh-colored pantos, instead of earthing down in the coal-hole trying to boil the big gun's dinner. Leg before wicked, lags behind wall, where here Mr. Wicker whacked a great fall. Femora famula field it a candle-light, but Hayes Cunningham and a Robinson swear it's an egg. For glim, Mickey, stay, for stand until give it. Remember the biters, bitters I shed, the vigil I buried our harlot Kay from poor Mrs. Mangaines of Britain Court on the feast of Marie Maudlin. Ah, who would wipe her weeper dry and lead her to the halter? Sold in her heyday, laid in the straw, bought for one puny petunia. Moral, if you can't point a lily, get to henna out of here. Put your swell foot foremost on foulard pneumonia shirt waists. irreconcilable with true feminine reservation and ribbons of lace limenixed disgrace. Sure, what is it on the whole? Only holes tied together, the merest and transparent washing tones to make languid Lola's lingerie longer. Santa Claus stiff stuffs your hose and hearts is full of temptiness. Vanity flee and verity fear. Diobel. Whale bones and busk butts may hurt you, thwack away thwack, but never lay bare your breast secret, dickette's place, to joy a Jonas in the dolphin's barn car with your mutual fan, dove-eyed covet fees, compulsing pain attention spasms between the advertisement for Ulaika's wine and a pair of pull doors of the old cupiosity shape. There you'll fix your eyes darkled on the orto cart of the Bringfast cable, but here till you're martimorphized, please sit still face to face. For if the short of your skirt falls down to his knees, pray how wrong will he look till he rises? Not before Gravesend is commuted. But now reappears, aught his stalgy, the pulcha man and would-do performer, Olias Mr. Smut, stated by the Vice Crusaders to be well known to all the Dally Taunties in and near the ciudad of Buenos Aires, taking you to the plague house to see the smirching of Venus and asking with whispered offers in a very low bearded voice, with a nice little tiny manner and in a very nice little tony way, won't you be an artist's model and pose in your nudies as a local aesthetic before voluble old masters, introducing you left to right the party comprises to Hogarths like Botticelli and Tintoretto and Vergognese and Coraggio with their extra hand Masaccio, plus the usual bilker's dozen of dowdy cameramen. And the valses of Lude Bylan for Innocence. And the philosophies of Bossop Bulkley. Oh, the frecklessness of the Giddy's nouveautés. There's many the ice-poled globe-topper is haunted by the hottest spot under his equator, like Ramrod, the meaty hunter, always Jaeger for a thrust. The back beautiful, the undraped divine, and Susie Myrtles with their blue Danu boys. All blah, vipers vapid vilest. Put off the old man at the very font and get right on with the nutty spark around the back. Slip your oval out of touch and let the paravis be your goal. Up leather, Prunella, convert your try. Stick wicks in your ear shells when you hear the prompter's voice. Look on a boa in his boot, and you'll never more wear your strawberry leaf. Rely on the relic. What bondman ever you bind on earth, I'll be bound, 'twas combined in Himmel. Keep early whores, and the worm is yours. Dress the pussy for her nighty, and follow her piggy tails up their way to India. See, little Poopeep, she's first asleep. After having sat your poetry, and you know what happens when Chine throws over Japan. Go to dust with the poulterer, you understand, and shake up with the milchman. The Sullivan vultures are on the prowl, and the Haley's fingering Marys. Tobacco's taboo and toboggan's a backseat. Secret satieties and unanimous letters make the great unwatched as bad as their betters. Don't on any account acquire a pension for that all-too-common fagbutt habit of frequenting and chumming together with the braces of couples in Mr. Tunnelly's hallways, smash it, wriggling with locusses and cockchafers and vamps and rodents, with the end to commit acts of interstipital indecency as between twine ties and tape garters, finger pats on fondle pets under the couvre-feu act. It's the thin end. Wedge your steps. Your high-powered, hefty hoyden thinks nothing of ramping through a whole suite of smokeless husbands. 3 minutes, I'm counting you. One. No trishing now. Give me that when I tell you. Ragazza ladra. And is that any place to be smuggling his madam's apples up? Deceitful jade. Gee, Wedge. Be gore. I like the way they're half-cooked. Hold, flay, grill, fire that laney feeling for cozen kissing dysgenically within the proscribed limits, like population peg on a hint or twim clandestinely does be doing to temptation, Tom. Atkins questions in barely and snacking swear words like a nurse mat. While there's men of war on the say, there'll be loves of women on the do. Love through the usual channels, cistern brothily. When properly disinfected and taken neat in the generable way, upon retiring to roost in the company of a husband-in-law or other respectable relative of an apposite sex, not love that leads by the nose, as I foresmelt, but canalized love, you understand, does a felon good, suspiciously if he has a slugger's liver. But I cannot belabor the point too ardently, and after the lessons of experience, I speak from inspiration. That fetid spirits is the thief of prurities, so none of your 20-rod cherry whisks, me daughter, at the Cat and Coney or the Spotted Dog, and at Tubis Lots Road. When parties get tight for each other, they lose all respect together. By the stench of her fizzle and the glib of her gab, know the drunken draggle-tailed Dublin drab. You'll pay for each bally Saturday night, every billing someday morning. When the night is in May and the moon shines might, we won't meet in Navan till you try to give the Kells Fry Club the go-by. Hill or hollow, hull or hague. Beware how you dare of wet cocktails in Kildare, or the same may see your wedding driving home from your wake. Maids of Ashens, when you flirt, spoil the lad, but spare his shirt. Lay your lily-like long his shoulder, but buck back if he butts bolder, and just hep your homely hop, and heed no horning. But if you've got some brainy notion to raise can-can and rouse commotion, I'll be apt to flail that tail for you till it's borning. Let the love ladle light at the eye gird your gastrics in the gym, nor must you omit to screw the lid firmly on that jazz diggery and kickstock. Bumping races on the flat and point to point over obstacles, ride wheeling that ackle viciously up windy Rutland rise, and inciting rebellious norther before the saunter of the city of Dunloe. Then Brereton biking on the free with your airs of go-be-dee and your heels upon the handlebars, bare bull brazenness. No, before your cartilage rib is decartilaged, that is to mean if you have visceral ptosis, my point is, making allowances for the fads of your weak abdominal wall and your liverous sprule, vin-vin-vin-vin, or should you feel, in shorts, as though you needed healthy physicking exercise to flush your kidneys, you understand, and move that 12-finger bowel and threadworm inhabiting it, lassie, and perspire freely, licked your lector in the lobby, and why out you go by the ostiary onto the dirt track and skip. Be a sportive. Deal with nature, the great greengrocer, and pay regularly the monthlies. Your punts perfumes only in the halfpenny shop, beside the reek of the rawny. It's more important than air. I mean than eats. Air, oop. I never open my mouth, but I pack me food in it. And promotes that natural limit. Stamp out bad eggs. Why, so many puddings prove disappointing, as dietitian says, in creature comforts causeries, and why so much soup is so much slop. If we could fatten on the Elizabethans, we wouldn't have teeth like the hippopotamians. However, likewise, if I were in your envelope shirt, I'd keep my weather eye well cocked open for your furnished lodgers paying for their feed on tally with company and piano tunes. Only stupefying yourself. The two friendly friend sort, Mazurikovich or some other sucking sin of a vitch, who he's coming from old Pannonia on this porpoise, whom Sue's stoodering about the mall and femoral articles, and who mix himself so at home mid the music and spanks the ivory that lovely, for this your mistro Melosiosus McShine McShane may soon prove your undoing and bane through the succeeding years of rain, should you, whilst John is from home, get used to basking in his lover's low lap, inordinately clad, moustache teasing, when close-handed together behind locked doors, kissing steadily, mal bon gusta, it's not the thing, you know, with the calf-loving self-seeker, under the influence of woman, inching up to you, disarranging your modesties and fumbling with his 40 paws in your bodice after your billy-doos twee as a first go off. Take care, would you stray and split on me, and going on doing his idiot every time you gave him his chance to get thick and play piggly-wiggly, making much of you, bilge-talking like a wiggle-zoog about your glad neck and the round globe and the white milk and the red raspberries. Oh, horrifier! And prying down furthermore to chance his lucky arm with his pregnant questions up to our past lives. What a bad thought to sing with him. The next fling, you'll be squitting on the tabernacle, pouring pitchers to the well for old Gloatsdane's glorification and the post-equities of the Black Watch peeping private from the Bushin Rangers. And our local busybody, Torker Gobrak. Worse again. Off of that praying fan onto them priors. It would be a horrible state of affairs altogether for the red columnists of fresh-written epic, Peter Paragraph and Paulus Puff. I'm keep soaking them to cover my concerts, to get a hold of for their balloons and shoot you private by surprise, considering the marriage slump that's on this oil age and Pulex is 3 shillings a pint and wives at 6 and 7 when domestic calamities belame par and new lads below mar. For the 22,000th time, 22,000s in the slack march of civilization where you, becoming guilty of unlecky-like intoxication to have and to hold, to pig and to pay direct connection, qua intervena, with a prominent married member of the vice-reeking squad, and in consequence of the therein under subpoenas, be flummoxed to the second degree by becoming a detestificated company keeper on the demimond of Luca Lamplight. Anything but that, for the fear and love of gold. Once and for all, I'll have no college swankies. You see, I am well-voiced in Love's Arsenal and all its overtures from Cullion Boys to Colleen Bawns, so I have every reason to know that rogue's gallery of nightbirds and bitch-fanciers, lucky Duffs and light Lindsays, haughty Hamiltons and gay Gordons, dosed, doctored, and otherwise, messing around skirts and what their fickling intentions look like. You make up your mind to that. Festering on your danger zone in the dancer years. If ever I catch you at it, mind, it's you that will cocotch it. I'll tackle you to feel if you have a few devils in you. Holy gun, I'll give it to you, hot, high, and heavy, before you can say Cedro. Or may the maledictions of Lousifer fall like nettle rash on the Whitefriar's father that converted from moonshine, the foster mother of the first Nancy Free that ran off after the trumpeter that mangled Moore's melodies and so upturned the tub's head of the star-daft journal writer to inspire the prime finisher to fell him the fir tree out of which Cooper Funnymore planed the flat of the beer barrel on which my granddad's lustiest sat his seat of unwisdom with my tant's petted sister for the cause of his joy. Amen. Poof! There's Puff for ye, begor, and planksty of it all abound me bread. Glore galore and glory be, as broad as it's long and as long as a line, the valentine vox of venerable Val Vousden. If my jaws must brass away like the dew drops on my leg, and the top note of delivery you'd expected be me in voice, the O'Donoghue's warning from Daddy O'Dowd. Who? What I'm wondering to myself who's, for there's a strong tendency, to put it mildly, by making me the medium. I feel spurts of itchery ouching out from all over me, and only for the sludge hammer tossed in my hand to hold them, the darkens alone knows what'll who'll be saying of next. However, now before my operatic register something nice. Now, dear sister in perfect leave again, I say, take a broccoli advice and keep it to yourself that we, John, first of our name, here now make all receptacles of free of price. Easy, my dear. If they tingle, you either say nothing or nod. No cheek-a-cheek with chipper-chapper. You and your last mash boy and the padre in the pulp box enumerating you his nostrum. Be vacillant over those vigilant who would leave you to be lave black on white. Close in for psychical hygienics as well, but fight shy of mug punters. I'd burn the book to please you and light an Alessandrian bonfire that would suffragate Tome Plyfire or Zolfanarole. Peruse in state your weekly standard, our virile organ that is ethel-red by all Preston. Apply your 5 wits to the 4 very latest. The Archdeacon's Entrete on Miracula, or Viewed to Death by a Priest Hunter, is still first in the field, despite the castle bar. William Archer's a rampant good catalogue, and he'll give you a riser on the route to our National Labyrinth. Skim over through Hell with the Papes, mostly boys, by the divine comic Denty Alligator, expunging your index, and find a quip in a choir, a riser to read from Bath the title to Father Johnson. Swear aloud by pious fiction, the like of Lentil Lore by Carnival Cullen, or that Percy Wins of our S.J. Finns, or Peas in Plenty by the Curer of Wars, licensed and censored by our most picturesque prelates, their graces of Linson and Petitbois, bishops of Hibernites, Lisette ut Lebanus, for expansion on the promises, the two best sales on the market this luckiest year, set up by Gil the Father, put out by Gil the Son, and circulating dismally at Gilly de Hooley's cost. Strike up a nodding acquaintance for our doctrine with the works of old Mrs. Trump, Jr., Emmanuel Canter, Jr., and Loper de Figas, Nate's Maximum. I used to follow Mary Little Lamb's flitzy tales, especially with the sentimented sauce. Sifted science will do your arts good. Egg laid by former cock, and with flageolets in send fancies land. Chiefly girls. Trip over sacramental tea into the long lives of our saints and sacerdotes, with vignettes cut short into instructual primers by those in authority for the bitterment of your sorts. Forfeit not the palsied, light a match for poor old contrabally and send some balm oil for the schismatics. A hemmed in need is aye a friendly deed. Remember, maid, thou dost art powder, but Cinderella thou must return. What are you rubbing her sleeve for, Ruby? And pull in your tongue, Polly. Cog that out of your teen times, everyone. The lad who brooks no breeches lifts the lass that toffs a tailor. How dare ye be laughing out of your mouth shine at the lack of that? Keep cool your fresh chastity, which is far better far. Sooner than part with that vestalite emerald of the first importance, descended to me by far from our family, which you treasure up so closely where extremes meet, nay, most zed less mended, rather let the whole Icumene universe belong to Merry Hal, and do whatever his merry well likes. When the gong goes for hornets to nest marriage, step into your harness and strip off that nullity suit. Famine, hold back, for the race is to the rashest of, the romping, jumping rushes of. Haul Seton's down, black, green, and grey, and hoist Michaelis whey and sawdust. What's overdressed if underclothed? Poposht, forsake me not, where there's white, let's hope. Whisht, blessed she that walked with good Duke Humphrey, for he made her happy tight. Go. You can down all the dripping you can dumple to, and buff kids scouse to ad libidinum in these lassitudes if you've parents and things to look after. That was what stuck to the Comtesse Cantilene when she was sticking out Mavis toffee lips to feed her sopranated hospitals, and it is henceforth associated with her names. La Dripping, De Drooping. The inimitable in pursuit of the inevitable. There's nothing to touch it, we are taught. Unless she'd care for a mouthful of white pudding, for the wishes on her rose marine and the lunch light in her eye, so when you pet the rolling pin, write my name on the pie. Guard that gem, says he, rich and rare, says he. In this cold old world, who'll feel it? Hum. The jewel you're all so cracked about, there's flitty few of them gets it, for there's nothing now but the sable stoles and a runabout to match it. Sing him a ring. And I let you go, my so-and-so. 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 She, shoo. Divulge! Suddenly shouted out hard-working John, kicking the console to his double and braying aloud like Braham's ass, and as his wax humana swelled to grit, clenching his manlies, so highly strong was he, man, and gradually quite warming to her. There must have been a power of kinantics in that duel of gruel he gobeded bed go. Divorce into me and say the cur name in undress. If you get into trouble with a party, you are not likely to forget his appearance either. Of any lapwhelp or sleeve mongrel who talks to you upon the road where he took you to be a roller, oh. The goat-tanned saxo-peeler up shut down Chig's peel of him and volunteers to trifle with your roundlings for proffered glass and dough. The marrying hand that his leisure repents of, without taking out his proper password, from the eligible ministress for affairs with the black fremdling, that enemy of our country, in a clean-looking light, and I don't care a tongue-sir's Tammany hang who the mucky is, nor two hoots in the corner, nor three shouts on a hill, where he even a Constantinople name such of my very own, attaboy Noling, and like Enoch to my town-major ancestors, the two that are taking out their divorces in the Spooksbury court circuits, rear-uncle Remus, the Bass of Iberacum, and old Father Ulysseban Knickerbocker, the lanky sire of Wolverhampton, about their bristlings. But as true as there's a soak for sakes in two ways, Peterborough, and sure as home we come to Newski Prospect from west the wave on schedule time, if I came any quicker, I'd be right back before I left, from the land of breach of promise, with Brendan's mantle whitening the Kerry Brazilian sea, and March's pebbles spinning from beneath our footslips, to carry fire and sword, rest insured that as we value the very name in sister, that as soon as we do possibly, it will be a poor lookout for that in sister. He's a marked man from that hour. And why do we say that, you may query me? Quarry? Guess. Callst thou? Think and think and think, I urge on you. Muffed. The wrong porridge. You are an ignoratus. Because then probably we'll dumb well soon show him what the Sean way is like, how we'll go a long way towards breaking his outsider's face for him, for making up to you with his bring thee balm of gay lad, and his sing thee songs of Aropi, chance trying my ward's head into sanctuary before feeling with his two dimensions for your nuptial dito. Oh, ye beau, if I was blunderbuss, I'd goo and fright this jewel man. Now we'll tell you what we'll do to be sicker instead of compensation. He'll burst our his mouth like Leary to the Leinster face, and reduce we'll ourn his'n lineaments to a poop. Open the door softly. Somebody wants you, dear. You'll hear him calling you, bump, like a blizz, in the muezzin of the Turkish night. Come on now, pillar box. I'll stiffen your scryball broken reed. That'll be it. Grand operor style, even should I, with my sluits of hog pew and cheekas, have to comb the brash of the libs round close San Patrice to lay my louse boob on his behetch like solitaire. We are all eyes. I have his quorum of images all on my retinue, Mohammed on Mike. Brass up! Moreover, after that, bad manners to me, if I don't think strongly about giving the brother keeper into custody to the first police bobby constables of Dora's diehards in the field I might chance to fall upon. Or, for that matter, for your information, if I get the wind up, what do you bet in the buckets of my wrath, I mightn't even take it into my program, as sweet course, to do a rash act and pitch in and swing for your perfect stranger in the meadow of happiness, and then wipe the street up with the Clonmelian, pending my bringing proceedings versus the joy boy before a bunch of magistrates and 12 good and gleeful men. Filius nullius per facet nefas. It should prove more or less of an event, and show the widest federal in my cup. He'll have pensaments then for his pensamientos, howling for peace. Pretty knocks, I promise him, with plenty bucks for his shins. Dum lim, wim hum. In which case, I'll not be complete in fighting lust until I contrive to half-kill your Charlie, you're my darling for you, and send him to Home Surgeon Hume, the algebraist, before his appointed time, particularly should he turn out to be a man in brown about town, Rollo the Gunger, son of a once a floor waltzer to Arnolf's, picking up ideas of well over or about 56 or so, pithecoid proportions, with perhaps 5'8", the usual XYZ type, RC, Toc H, nothing but claret, not in the stud book by a long stretch, with a toothbrush moustache and jaw crockeries, alias grinner through collar, and, of course, no beard, meat, and coalman suit with tar's baggy slacks, obviously too roomy for him, and springside boots, washing tie, Father Matthew's bridge pin, sipping some Wheatleys at Ross's on a bar stool with some pub pal of the Olaf Stout Kidney, always trying to poor chase movables by hebdomadaries for to put in a new house to loot, cigarette in his holder, with a good job and pension in businesses, What about our trip to Normandy-style conversation? With an occasional, they say, that film-colored feature at the Mothra Pearl screen about Mitchin and his lost Angelines is corky shows do marvelous. Bluey-green eyes, a bit scummy, developing a series of angry boils with certain references to the deity. Seeking relief in alcohol and so on, general omnibus character, with a dash of railway brain, stale cough, and an occasional twinge of claudication. Having his favourite fecund class family of upwards of a decade, both Harefoot and Lodenbrogged, to boot and buy off, I mean. So let it be a knuckle or an elbow, I hereby admonish you. It may all be topping fun, but it's tip and run and touch and flow for every whack when Mary Stopes, Phil Flother's game to go. Arms aroam, side aside, face into the wall, to the tumble of the toss, top the trouble of the swaddle low. And lest there be no misconception, Miss Forstowelsey, over who to fasten the plightful lifer on, 333-1 on rue the day, when the nice little smeller squalls in his cradle what the dirty old beagle be squealing through his coffin, you better keep in the gun barrel straight first, as I recommence you to, you gypsy-eyed baggage, do you hear what I'm praying, or gash without bothering my head to ascertain whose stroke forced or which struck backly. I'd be all over you my silks horizontally, as the strap hanger said, for knocking me with my name and yourself and your baby bag down at such a great sacrifice, with the rap of the gavel to a third-price cow handler, as cheap as the niggard's dirt for sale, or I'll smack your fruit-flavored jujube lips well for you, so I will well for you if you don't keep a civil tongue in your pigeon house. End of side 13. To continue, turn the cassette over.